you call it bottom land, or you call it low land of the farm, and it, that overflow makes the low land much better crop for growing.
Now, what about if it's low-lying land, but it's grassland, low-lying grassland?
Well, if you have low-land, it's grass. It's called what kind of grass it is. They have a low-land and you have a grass you call Johnson grass. It's not good for it. No, you can't, it's just something that just, thanks, but it's no good for any crops. Uh-huh. It's Johnson grass, is it? Not. Of course, I had some on the low land of my farm. And somebody told me if you pour corn on it, it will just eat down to the roots. And I take the chance on can, I think maybe 10 or 20 gallons of cold water down there, pouring it on it. And it did knock it out for a while, but it finally came back.
Just not even cold?
I mean, cold water was supposed to get to the roots and just keep on eating down on it, uh-huh. You know, casting it away, you might call it, you know. But it didn't do it, and of course now, I don't know anything that got, just kill it completely out because it's got in here from some country. And of course it's a pretty good dry feed for cattle. Uh-huh. If you cut it before it seeds out, when it seeds out it's done got tough and it's not much good. But if you can cut it before it seeds out, you've got a pretty good hay for your cattle.
All right, what about a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass? Clover
and
alfalfa.
Well, you have a soil you call crawfish soil.
And don't y'all cut.
And you don't, huh?
Don't y'all cut.
Well, you have this, what's it called, crawfish land that. I mean, the crawfish gets up on it and just makes it, you know, where it don't raise the. I don't know what they eat. Me, it eat the best meals out of the life, but whatever they do, they don't. You just don't raise anything on it.
It's just not good.
It's not no good for most of them.
All right, what about some land that water had been standing at it for a good part of the time? What would you call that?
Well, if the water stands on it quite a while, you just don't really, I don't know, it takes some out of the land. I don't know what it does, but it takes some out of the land. I don't know what you call it.
Would you have a special name for that kind of land where it's just...
water stands on it?
Yeah, and it's just mushy down.
You call it swampy land.
Okay.
You call it swampy, and there's something else you don't...
Does it ever have trees on it?
Well, in some cases it does, yes. Yes, a lot of cases it does. You find that in Florida awful. That swampy land with all them trees on. You find it in the South a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
In this section you don't find too much of it here.
But yeah. It's not good for growing things?
No. I mean, because up here the lands up high is about so good though. Have too much of that kind of land.
Talk about in Florida, you know, the area there along where the ocean is that's got a lot of water and it's still mm-hmm. wet. Do mm-hmm. they call it, have a special name for that? Or would you call it different? Because
I think you call it a little different what we would call it up here, but I don't know what the name it is for.
Right. Now, about the different kinds of soil, what are some of the, like if part of the soil was part sand and part clay, do you have a name for that?
Yes, you have a name for it, but I don't know what's the name of it for.
What are some of the kinds of soil around here? Different kinds?
Well, we have some clay. And we have some black soil here, and we have some sandy soil. We have three or four different soils here.
Which is the best for
farming? Well, it's going what kind of crop you're going to raise. Now, this black soil is pretty good for corn. Any crops like that, wheat and all of that. But the clay soil here is most of peanuts and sweet potatoes and what you call sorghum, what you make molasses out of.